You're listening to episode 5 of the Where Your Keys podcast with me, Willem Larson, recorded on March 18th, 2010. Episode 4, I mentioned that we were debriefing our Where Your Keys Chinook Wawa potluck and conversation night that we hold here every week for a few hours on Wednesday night. Chinook Wawa is a local endangered language. Where Your Keys instructors and players work with language programs at the Confederated Tribes of the Grand Ronde and Chinook Nation in Oregon and in Washington State. And so this is part 2 of that debrief that we started that night. And we're going to pick up where we left off, talking about setup. In this discussion, you'll hear the voices of me, our new instructor, Peter, who you heard talk a lot about the setup of the basket conversation in part 1, Evan Gardner, of course, and Justin Robinson, a Chinook Nation tribal member and a Where Your Keys instructor for the past few years. Now, by his voice, you can tell he's a teenager. He's actually in his late teens, but he has an enormous amount of experience, so don't be fooled by his humility. With that, here's Evan and Justin.
Any other setup issues that you guys saw that you would do differently? Anything else? How'd your night go, Justin? How'd your night go?
I pretty much hung around Peter and Willem all day.
How about that first game, though, with the Pat, the new speaker?
Seemed to go pretty well. I made her copy through most of it, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but awesome.
Yeah, we made it up to Easy Yours.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, how old is she? She probably is 70?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's up there, and she seemed pretty tired when she came in.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Yeah. That's hard.
So I noticed that you set up across the table. Why did you do that? Was that just for comfort because they seemed to be sort of sitting down next to each other already kind of thing?
I just thought it would be a little easier since she could jump in at any time. Because they seemed like they were friends and all.
Yeah.
So if she had something to say, it would have made it easier for them to talk.
So you had two women sitting at the table. Uh-huh. One was the new one. One was a regular.
Yeah.
And so the regular was you were like trusting right. that she would be able to be a good lunatic fringe of some kind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Good.
And then since I didn't really need that kind of handicap, I guess, of having her right in front of me.
Mm. Yeah.
I just sat across.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did which things did you use? Which shop?
The two pens, the stone, and a stick.
Weren't you saying something about like not using the sticks, not using the pens anymore? Was that something that you were telling me that
to either not use the pens or to only pick one of them? So it's it skips that complication of this is a red pen and this is a black pen.
Oh, okay.
So for brand new beginners, uh-huh. It's just this is a pen.
Oh, you don't even go to black? Oh, no. Really? Interesting. Oh.
If I have enough props, that is. If I only have the two pens and a couple other things, then I end up having to go through the colors and all that. But if I have the choice, then I skip color completely.
When you set that up with her, do you do Eric's trick where everything is yours?
I start out with putting them two on across the table just because occasionally we get people that their friends have taught them something.
Oh, okay.
So that makes that, it kind of stops the initial confusion.
Okay.
If they've already known something.
Okay.
And then it's really easy to fix if they don't.
Okay. So two things here and then two things in front of them. Two things in front of you.
And I usually put the two easier things in front of the newbie.
Oh, nice.
Could you explain that a little? So if they've played before, what?
If they've already played the game before and you set everything up like they're a brand new newbie, there's like this bit of frustration and confusion of, oh, well, I already know that.
Oh.
But if you set it up like they might know something, then even if they don't know it, you can just instantly hand them their stuff, like they did everything right, and then it's set up for a brand newbie again.
Oh, okay, okay.
So then they can. So then now they have everything.
Yeah.
And so now when you get into the mine, yours, now they have everything. Everything's theirs.
Yep. And then they can give everything to me with relative ease.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay. So you kind of plan for Eric's everything's mine. But just with that one step ahead, so just in case...
Just in case they do know something, it makes trading easier.
Oh, right. Because if everything was theirs, then you'd have to get something out of it.
Exactly.
And then there could be some issues. And then there's like, this well, entire first step of
them needing to give me something that I had already said was theirs.
Right.
So that I could keep going.
Nice. Clever.
Yeah. Clever. Well, it's those little, you know, Superman 3, those shaving the little hiccups off. That's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Oh, you know, he was telling me something earlier also about the Skype that he had with Dustin.
Yeah.
That he wants to have the same object in front of him, but just tucked underneath the camera.
Right. So the camera can't see it. I agree. Yeah. I totally agree.
That he has a physical image of the thing that like Dustin has on the other end of the Skype.
Right.
So he can imagine that. You know, and then when it goes straight, he just picks it up and there it is.
I totally agree. Yep. It's funny you had that idea because I had that same idea and I was like, it's not a big deal, but it's just enough, obviously.
It's a bit more comfortable is all.
Yeah. It's fuzzy on that laptop screen. Yeah. And it's like, you can tell what it is mostly, you know, but it's just...
If he tells me what it is, I can keep
seeing
it as that, but...
No, I think that makes a huge difference.
Yeah, but you're not seeing it as...
That's, right. Yeah, I'm really glad
it's
to
like
hear...
It's like a white square on the screen. Okay, yeah, it's a car. Sure.
But you still have to one layer deep that your mind has to trouble through.
Yeah, I think it's fat. This is starting to happen where, like, somebody will suggest a setup, and then Justin and I will look at each other and go, and have the exact same problem with it, even though it's kind of a subtle issue.
Yeah.
And it's not, like, a huge deal. But we have the exact same sort of OCD moment of, you don't want to do that. Or, you really want this too, you know? And and it's funny, like, rather than, like, more crazy options, the more people are involved, the more kooky ideas, it's really, like, this sort of, if you make things obviously and you limit, really there's only so many ways to accelerate.
Yeah.
And we're finding those limited roads, you know? And they're, you know, narrowing, you know? Yeah.
Any other setups that you would have done differently tonight?
No. Peter had an idea about maybe doing something like having a part of an Enos stick.
Mm-hmm.
So you could say, like, this is the Enos stick.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, a stuffed badger for this is the Ena.
The beaver?
Beaver. Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking because it's like, you know, if you had, like, a beaver or, like, you know, a beaver figurine or a puppet or
a
picture of a beaver or something.
Right.
And then... So you do Ena, and then Ena stick, a willow stick,
right.
And then
Ena
stick, Upquina. So it's like you can see the progression of the things, and then like...
And then it's still the same words.
Right.
Right, exactly.
Right.
And then the same thing for the...
Gulliquiti,
you know, have...
Cedar bark,
right. Have the cedar bark, like a piece of cedar bark lying there,
right.
And then... The basket made out of it, so you learn cedar bark, and then Gulliquiti Upquina, you know, cedar basket. So it's like you're seeing the materials, and then also we had, like, stinging nettle rope, so, like, you know, have some stinging nettles, and then stinging nettle rope, you know, so you can see the...
Exactly.
You know, I actually, that was one of those moments, though, that Justin and I had, where I heard that, and it started out with photos, and then we started talking about stuffed animals, which is way better, definitely. But I actually would do it exactly the opposite. It's sort of like, you know, if you have a language that is composed of like a whole bunch of suffixes and prefixes, like rather than starting prefix by prefix or whatever, I would start with the chunky thing and then allow them to have these riddle me this moments. So riddle me this is the idea that you don't explain how the language works, but you allow the person to have their own experience of, oh my God, that. Is this, so that's the same word, but in this unusual new way. So imagine if you learn, you know, beaver, tree, basket. So that's, what is that? That's Ena stick Upquina, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know what beaver means, or you don't know that it's beaver stick or beaver tree. You just know it's Ena stick. And then later on, somebody has a stuffed beaver and they're like, Ena. And you're like, what the, right? Whereas if you do it the other direction, it's like, well, how often are you going to talk about beavers in your life? Everybody hears a basket tree nut, but Are they like animal nuts? Right. Maybe. But we've really discovered the shared conversation is baskets. So rather than building up to words, which people are, as you know, would swallow whole, in my opinion,
yeah.
you know, more or less, it's just a long word, you know,
right.
I would, and, you know, rather than building up to that, I would start with those. And then really it's the name of the plant and the fact that it's an upukuna. That's, you know, a basket. That's most important.
Yeah.
That's where I would start.
I'm going to disagree with you.
Uh-huh.
Because I think that by having these, by having the little bite-sized pieces
uh-huh.
laid out in front of you
mm-hmm.
might give you enough key into why that's being referred to as a, that thing,
mm-hmm.
which is going to give you an amount of information into something else later also.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm thinking that by having those little pieces, you get Ina, and then you get Stick, and then you get Ina Stick as a compound. Because,
uh-huh.
like the example with the pen,
uh-huh.
Like, I don't really like going into some stick first. I like having a stick and a some stick.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have a some stick that's out here for my
mm-hmm.
first layout, I make sure that I have a stick so that I can say, this is a some stick, and then uh-huh. I tell people, okay, say the word some.
Mm-hmm.
So say the word some.
Some.
And
some.
I do like that, and I say it again.
Some.
And say it again.
Some.
So while you're doing that, I'm actually making marks, and I say, okay, this is a some stick, and then
uh-huh.
I grab a stick, and I'm like, okay, say the word some.
Yeah,
some.
And I'm like, oh, there's no some off of this. So this is a stick, and this is a some stick.
Yeah.
So to divide it out like that gives them this idea of like, oh, because then later they come around with a paper.
Right.
And they say, Maigatiki mung some.
It's so funny you say that, because I... Oh, well, continue.
Well, no, that's it.
Yeah, what you're saying for our listeners at home is that what we give to newbies at some point is, after they play the initial game, is they take the sign-in sheet around and they say, you know, make your name mark on the paper. But here's the deal, man. I actually think that when that is that is the moment, right? That is the moment where if you're talking about a thumbstick, if you're like, what the hell? If you haven't gotten into it when the colors come up and you're like, oh, you get to it when it's like, munk thumb.
Right.
You know, and you're like,
that's exactly
oh, because
what happened to me.
And that's what happened to Peter. And I bet you that happened. I actually didn't know that, by the way. But
yeah,
I'm pointing at him,
exactly
reading his mind.
Me,
because
yeah.
So it's those little,
right.
oh, coyote bombs. That I think are cool to plant in the beginning, and then it's like a afterburner. It like makes people go, oh, and then they get really excited about discovering. Just like when you go, I'm going to show you something special. I have a special word. If you're ready for such and such a word, those moments are unsanctioned,
right?
Cool discoveries
right.
that you didn't give him. It's like almost like he cheated.
Right.
I figured it out himself, and so that's why I think it's an experiment worth doing. I think it's faster to start out chunkier and then let them discover it later. You know, on a walk, there's a beaver, da, 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 or whatever, you know, on a totem pole, on a somewhere. They're going to see a beaver and someone's going to say Ina, and they're going to be like, what? Ina's. Oh, Ina stick.
What do we do with the sign language then?
Right.
Because I kind of make a big deal about the whole Ina stick
yeah.
thing, or Uskin stick, or.
Uskin stick?
Uh-huh.
It's like a straw or something?
It's
Uskin.
A cup stick. It's
big leaf maple.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the name of the tree, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So those, but I'm doing that to like demarcate
right.
the name of the tree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
But see, but I think that's cool. I think that's still cool. I don't think you have to explain the sign. I think I. Part
of that having just another thing. Is
part
too
of
much.
My part of my journey with all of this
uh-huh.
is. Personally, for the thing that I'm hunting constantly in where are your keys is all those the Superman thing,
right.
the Superman 3 thing, like shaving. Okay, so I'm like this piranha who's constantly nibbling, you know, and so I think everything is explained like 100 times more than it needs to be explained, and it will probably there'll always be a guy who comes along and says that. So I'm saying that at its current status, and so I think if you make so, I'm going to make. A sign that means beaver right now in front of the microphone. So if you make this sign with this like
uh-huh.
tail flapping, but you don't say anything, Ina, and then you do stick,
mm-hmm.
and just keep moving on and don't explain it. You've planted it. So much of what we need to do is just watch me, copy me, copy me, copy me. I'm not explaining it. I'm not explaining it. And I've done this with Ook. I've done this with like a zillion things that I've, you know, what'll happen is, you know, actually what happens is I'll have planted it. It'll get figured out by somebody like Peter. Peter's my favorite test case. And someone else will come along and tell him what it means. I'll be like, I worked so hard. And he knows what it means. I gave him one today where I was like, it's just a special do as the Chinook do, you know, like,
and
so it's like, I give him these special things and he's got them, you know, he gets them and I'm like, yes. And then, you know, so
it takes, I mean, it's sometimes it doesn't sink in, but it's like a general concept, like kill a pie, which, you know, it took me a little bit to get, or, what's the other one? Like, where you're like,
Atah,
right. Atah. Well, yeah, Atah took me a little bit to figure out, but like...
Wait.
Right, exactly. But nobody ever translated it for me. Mm-hmm. And...
That was for the microphone.
Right.
Atah. Sure. Yeah, right. That was another one I did. Right, exactly. I was like, I'm not translating. You were like, oh, okay, I gotcha.
Which actually, it makes it fun in this way.
Right.
It's different. Straight. I mean, because the idea for me is like...
At the very least, if it's not faster, it's more positive.
Well, and I do think it's faster. Because what am I doing? I believe it's faster for Peter to get an image or a kinesthetic, you know, a mind's eye, full body experience of what that word means than it is to translate into English and then translate it in the end.
Right. Because it's not about, I mean, if you were to just translate it into English, then I would project an English idea onto it. But then that's kind of like what's happened with a lot of the concepts that you're like refusing to explain to me, like Kalema or whatever.
This is my ongoing experiment. Peter's just refusing to translate.
And it works out well because like the more that I sort of just use it and speak in it, I definitely feel like it's slowed me down in learning the language slowed me down in learning it, but it slowed me down in using it to an extent.
Right.
But I don't really need to use those words until I actually understand the concept. So in a sense, it's actually making me better at Chinook because I'm going into the paradigm, the linguistic paradigm of Chinook faster because I'm not using English to translate it. You know?
And it's not that we never speak English because I say English for techniques. I just won't translate the Chinook in English.
Exactly.
And I think to the extent that it slows you down, and I totally own this part, is the extent to which I'm continuing to improve my ability to set up.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
I mean, if you're going, I'm getting good at... I mean, your patience with me in that is getting me better at setup, but it's also teaching you all that I do to set things up. It's making you better at setup, to experience good setup.
Right. Yes.
So it's my one concession to the whole, like, I like to run lightning games, but I think this is my saving grace, is that my stubbornness with, we're going to do setup hardcore as good as we can in order to not translate. And so it at least teaches that bit.
So I only have one issue with that.
Yeah.
And that is by telling people, like, Ina stick, and then not giving them the word for Ina, and just being like, hey, we'll just keep going. The only trouble I have with it is giving people words that don't connect to anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could just say, I mean, Ina stick means willow. So you could just say Ina stick, and then say it's a willow stick, you know?
Well, what you're saying, though, is I would never even have to translate. I would never have to
say... Right, theoretically.
I could just say, well, Ina stick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you could do a Craigslist, Ina stick, Kaneem stick. You could do down the list. I mean, I don't know. They can connect to... And they can know something's going on there.
Here might be also kind of a setup for that I'm thinking of, too, is that when I do Kaneem stick, like, I would like to have a little Kaneem there.
Yeah,
right.
And then a Kaneem stick. So it's like Kaneem stick. Ina stick. Right. Uskin stick. To kind of give people this, like, oh, that's how you do this in Chinookwa. Right. You combine these two things to make it be this other thing. That's how Chinook works. Mm-hmm. And so to just say Kaneem stick and throw the cedar in front of somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, to me personally, that kind of goes against this idea of giving them every little bite-sized bit that they could have and erring towards that clarity right from the beginning.
Yeah.
But what you're saying is, right. don't worry about that, because yeah. when it does become clear, then it will be a
little afterburner, a booster rocket. An exciting
rocket. Moment yeah. for them when they start getting
Well, and you know, that maybe it's a difference between nouns and, like, and other concepts. Do you know what I'm saying? Because, yeah. like,
well, certainly
objects are different than, like, the stuff that we're doing are, like, the stuff that you keep from me isn't necessarily just nouns for things. You know?
I'm not thinking of it that way, though. Like, okay. Here's the thing. I'm all for piece by piece by piece by piece, starting at the simplest thing and, you know, and learning it, fine. But what, here's the thing. The shared experience, superpowered, same conversation, what we're discovering, correct me if I'm wrong, is baskets, right? For these ladies, and for a lot of us here, and for you and Patrick. Like, there's been several sort of amazing moments with baskets, right? So if that is true, then I think it's a decelerator without a doubt to like, it's like over application. It's like over applying a technique beyond its usefulness, just on the principle of application of it. So normally bite-sized pieces, but if they're having so much fun talking about baskets that to get all, it's almost like we become sort of where your keys nerds about. Let's see how much we can break it down. When they're having so much fun talking about baskets, they don't really have time for, what is Ina, you know? I mean, we're unless, of course, unless the experiment, because this is a worthwhile experiment, like we haven't really compared the two conversations, but this is my guess, is that, especially for these ladies, they're going to want to talk about baskets. They're not necessarily going to want to talk about canoes and beavers and da 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 da.
Right. Well, I mean, I like actually what you did.
Or benefit from.
Later, when Patrick came by
uh-huh.
and we said, you know, we were showing him the sign for Inu, and you mm-hmm. didn't say it was a beaver. You, you know, pantomimed out a beaver.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and that's.
And I mean, that's something that mm-hmm. you could do just to get, you know, mm-hmm. obviously beaver tail hitting water is what the sign looks like, basically. Mm-hmm. So, like, that kind of explains, you know, and you could do. Something like that without just saying the word, you could still have the right. like, you know,
but
and then move yeah. on. It's not, but what I'm saying is like
yeah, yeah,
the
yeah,
idea
yeah.
of having the picture of the beaver there or something yeah, like yeah. that isn't necessary if which is what you're saying, to not have that idea there. But if when you're explaining it, you know, you could do something like that for like 10 seconds and then move into the next, just to give the mm-hmm. idea of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, there was a reason why I did that, and that was because that was basically that was the walk. That was Patrick showing up. It was like chaotic environment. It wasn't the laboratory of the game. So you were fired up on this energy of, I want to lead a game with Patrick about baskets all of a sudden. You got like your booster rockets got fired. And so there was, I can't tell you exactly why I would do that, but I felt it, so I went for it. I felt like Patrick was like, he was a little stiff in how he was signing. He wasn't there all night. It was like, there was just something about, it felt right. And it's funny because when I was talking about I wouldn't start with beavers, I thought of, why did I do that, Patrick? And I almost think that's a whole nother conversation. Would I do it at the table with three people who, you know, we warmed up with Ikta Uguk and then we went, you know, like Penn Stick Rock, whatever. And then we went in the baskets. I wouldn't have done it like that at all. I mean, I know that. So I don't know why I did that with Patrick exactly, but something about it made sense.
Well, it also might be because that's how I've done it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you might be copying me without,
you know what I mean? Like absolutely.
Back on the way you've been talking.
Exactly. Instead of like going exactly.
after this thing that you're starting to brew well, as this possible.
Possibly. Yeah. Yeah.
Timeshare.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's totally. What one thing though that I wanted to mention was that by you not translating, like you're saying, these differences between like sort of nouns and these sort of other uh-huh. concept words, certainly not translating these concept words is way better.
Right.
Like, certainly.
Right.
Yeah. Nouns are kind of funny. Like nouns are kind of like, eh, okay, yeah, they're a little bit kind of gimmies.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
Like, I mean, as long as you have the thing in front of
yeah.
you. And you can hold it up and we can pass it back mm-hmm. and forth or touch the mm-hmm. thing. And mm-hmm. it's kind of like, yep. But to talk about things like earlier.
Yeah.
Oh. you know, we're going to have to really set up some situations that are happening. So we have to live in the language in our minds, and how do we deal with that in this language? And, you know, there's all that that just, it's really a terrible idea to translate that stuff.
Right.
But nouns, I don't know. Not sure about those little guys.
Yeah, well,
I'm very interested.
It's wide open.
Very interested in that. In that,
you know, it's totally wide open. I mean, that's kind of the cool part about it. It's like, I mean, I can't say whether. I mean, most of the stuff I do is because I'm curious about what'll happen, and I get a strong feeling about there being an opportunity. But I mean, you know, I can't guarantee it all. Like, you know, any particular result, but I'm feeling it. I'm definitely feeling it, you know?
The thing that you did with Patrick, I mean, maybe you felt it because that was the actual thing he needed.
Yeah.
And maybe there are going to be people who need to have the
pantomime.
They're going to need the pantomime. Maybe they're going to need the picture of the eagle. Maybe they're going to need the canoe right there. There may be people who need that.
And that this basket conversation maybe isn't their conversation then. Maybe they're like the really complex transactions of, I mean, there's all kinds of different people. And I mean, and that's what we're always saying, choose your nouns. And like the super picky stuff you're doing, Justin, where you're like, well, I've played this game with so many people that I have this thing because I know all these different things can happen. So I isolate them all and control for them. Right. So it's like, that's sort of kind of what I'm talking about. It's like, if I'm an old lady and I love baskets, let's stick with the baskets. Mm. If I'm a young pup, like, you know, Patrick, you know, 22. But anyway, if I'm younger and I have this more hungrier mind, you know, and I might get a quizzical eyebrow, you know, when I see you say a noun, I'm like, okay, I got it. You're not satisfied with just the word. You wanna deconstruct it a little bit, and so we deconstruct it a little bit. But you know, like in a funny way, it's like that's. Maybe that's my version of bite-sized pieces, though. Like, we don't go deeper than we have to. I do give, like, sort of chunks of tape to play back to me. You know, it is mostly copycat. You know, and if I can just get people repeating back to me the thing that is contextually makes sense, then I'm pretty sure they'll do it in context where it'll make sense. I don't care if they know why, they'll just find themselves doing it. Mm-hmm. And then they'll want people. You know, when they learn another language, and then they'll be, well, what does it mean in my language? And then I'll understand, you know, like, translate into Chinook. What does that English word really mean? Yeah. It's like, used to be the other way.
yeah. Very, very interesting, though. How do we... And really, it's all about what works most of the time for most people.
Right.
So it's not even just about, like, everyone is different. And so some people are going to need this, you know, laid out visual, and some people aren't. But really, the more important question is, what do most people need?
Yeah.
What do most people need that's going to save most of the time? Because, we're not here to plan every little possibility for everything that could come up.
No.
So we're not going to have this way,
and
this way, and this way. So we can be like, oh, what kind of a learner are you now that I'm halfway through this way already? You don't need this way? Oh, well, I'll just not tell you what this, oh, too late. It's what's most people.
Right.
Most people most of the time.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, there was another setup, a funny setup thing. And I, this does bring up like something I saw when you were playing with the newbie that she had this notebook on the table.
Yeah.
And I was wondering why you didn't have her take the notebook off.
She didn't use it, did she?
No.
Yeah. Which was cool. Like you meant control, you ran the game tightly enough that she wasn't going to open it up.
At least with this dude up in Eugene, he's called Cliff. When I make him put the notebook down, it actually makes him look down at the notebook.
Oh, all right. See, so, I knew it was something like that.
Oh, like the lightsaber. You want this.
You want this.
Yeah.
And so he's like looking at it like, oh, wow. I can reach it.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
Indiana.
I can get it, Dad. I can get it.
So what's funny though is later on. So we're playing the basket game,
Adriana.
We're playing the basket game, and I'd like to drink iced tea out of a mason jar. It's a very fairly large object, not huge, But what is this table? Like 2 foot by 3.5 foot?
It's an imposing piece of the furniture on the table there. Yeah.
So yeah. It's off to my left, and Justin's notebook popped, you know, the notebook popped into my head. Mm-hmm. And then I realized that I've got this big mason jar, and I was like, well, if that was annoying me, why is this on the table? So I took it down, and I felt this wash of relief across my visual field. Yes.
It's so funny that you said that, because I got this water and I came back to sit down and I put my cup on the table and was like, no. And then I put my water up here. Did you notice that?
Yeah. All right. Not totally.
I put it away for on the other table next to us, not the table we're playing on.
Yeah.
The same thing.
Yeah. You know, this is so funny. We're all like, I didn't put my water glass on the table. And we're all like, yes! Yeah.
Well, and what it's a table with a white tablecloth. Huge. It's totally clear of all the objects, except for what, at the time, there was 4 baskets and my, you know, mason jar water glass. And it made it 5 objects.
Just one too many.
And imagine if there was no tablecloth, or there was some pens and some extra paper. Object
that we're not having a conversation
about. Talking about. Yeah. So it's just a distraction.
Right.
Yeah.
Some sort of thing flopped over in the corner for
no
reason.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's funny, like, you know, we were talking about PhD stuff.
Yeah, clear the playing field.
Well, and we were talking about PhD stuff. I mean, there's the brain science of why that was a drag on my bandwidth and why it was a drag on Peter's bandwidth for his glass. I mean, but all we know is it was a drag. It was a I felt the difference.
Yeah.
I was getting tired, and it allowed me to play longer. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was quantifiable, you know.
So that was part two of our two-part debrief of our March 17th Chinook Wawa night. Thanks to Justin and Peter for talking to Evan and I and debriefing their experiences of the game. This is episode 5 of the Wary Keys podcast with me, Willem Larson, recorded on March 18th, 2010. Thanks for listening.